Is it the settled law of the land?
It is a precedent. If settled means that it can't be reexamined, then that's one thing that's come into play, including the reaffirmation and all of that. Then it is a precedent that is protected, entitled to respect.
I am the very model of a modern major general. I have information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England and Dakota fights historical, from Marathon to Waterloo, in order categorical. I am very well acquainted to with matters mathematical. I understand equations both simple and quadratic
about issues that could realistically come up. And my view about Brown versus Board of Asia.
With many cheerful thanks about the square of the hypotenuse.
My vantage point, the stare decisis analysis would have to take account of that entire line of case law for precedent, then you have to analyze the doctrine of stare decisis. It is an important one. The first is a question of tort law, or maybe it's a question of, well, it's a question of tort law. And decisions are made by state legislatures, maybe in some instances, and protection, a decision that's been left for the state legislatures to decide, and they've taken a variety of approaches.
And whistle all the airs from that infernal nonsense pinafore.
Interpretation of the Fifth Amendment and the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, and they're not the result of decisions, of legislative decisions made at the state.